Ocean 100 Alphaville forever young. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. It is the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. We're also on Facebook Live. I had it solely pointed at you on Facebook Live for that, Scott. Oh, that's terrible. You should turn your mic on, too.
That. Yes.
We are joined this morning by our first interesting Islander, all right? And I'm trying to do Facebook Live at the same time, so I apologize in advance for any shoddy camera work. We have Julia Campbell here with us today. Julia, welcome!
Welcome!
Thank you so much. Good morning.
And it is great to have you. First and foremost, okay, Julia, you're an Islander, so where are you from? What's your story? Give us the background.
100%. Well, I am from Kelvin Grove,
good spot,
which is just outside of Kensington. Mm-hmm. I now reside on Westwood Crescent in Charlottetown. Have a couple kids there, Lila and George. Good morning. My husband, Brendan. And love the city life. Love being just outside of downtown.
Do you think they're tuned in this morning? They're supporting you.
Oh, they better
yeah, okay,
be.
Yeah.
They better
all
be.
Right. I just want to make sure. And you are big on the support local aspect of things here in Charlottetown. Now, I see you on the Facebook and TikTok and social media all the time. So give me a little bit about that.
Well, for me, supporting local is just, it's a way of living. You know, there are so many amazing products and services that we can get locally. And it is a bit of a change of mindset, but I believe in it. And I think it just makes our community so much stronger.
And of course, you have ties to the world of fashion, right?
I do have a few. Yeah, I do.
Well, that's good because Scott and I don't at all.
Oh, no. I don't know about that.
So we'll have some questions. Yeah.
We're gonna hang out for the next hour or so and get to know you a little bit better, Julia. And we'll find out if somehow down the road we're related. We might have to go back a few generations of Campbells here, but we'll see. And of course, some fashion questions too, because Scott and I are kind of clueless in that department. All right. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show and Mornings with Interesting Islanders. In Excess needs you tonight. It's Ocean 100. It is 7:46. Buses are out. Be mindful of the flashing lights, like I always say right now. And welcome to the show. It's Darcy, it's Scott, and it's Julia Campbell here with us. Now, you're the Kensington Campbells, right?
Kensington Campbells, 100%.
Okay,
yes.
All right. So that's we are probably not related.
Are we going to do this right now or figuring out whether there's a relation?
I wanted to. It's been bugging me. I'm like, let's play 6 degrees of being a Campbell on PEI. Okay, so I don't think we're related.
Well, originally the Park Corner Campbells, like back to the 1800s. So, I mean.
Oh, you did the Ancestry.com thing, did you?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so we all probably originated from the same area, but we'd have to go back a few generations.
Yeah, we would.
Like a lot of generations, probably. Anyways, okay, so we'll go with we're not related, okay? Because people will ask, it's like, oh, two Campbells, are they related? We're not, okay. And also, I have a fashion question for you on behalf of Scott.
I'm ready.
On behalf of Scott. How much gray is too gray?
Oh, never enough gray.
Okay. Does it?
Never enough gray.
It and, you brings know, you out can your go, eyes.
You can go several shades of gray within the same outfit, which I think Scott does as well, which, so, I mean, he's really ahead of the curve.
You could do several shades of gray in one outfit. Scott accomplishes that for sure. That's great.
In a quarter zip?
Oh, quarter zip, yes. I mean, quarter zip, it's never going to go to style, Scott.
Really? I think you're just pandering to Scott right now.
No, not at all.
How many days in a row is too many days in a row with a quarter zip? As long as it's a different one, is it any day?
I think you're good for 7 days a week on that.
How many times can the same shirt show up on your Facebook memories?
Now we're talking longevity. Now we're talking quality of clothing.
If the memory is from 15 years ago and it's the same shirt, is that a good thing or a bad thing if he's still wearing that shirt today after 15 years?
All good. All good.
I'd just be happy if it fits.
Well, yeah, God. Yeah, there you
okay.
go.
I guess.
And if the zipper's still working.
Yes.
I guess Scott knows more about fashion than I thought. Oh, my goodness. time to get into the celebration calendar here today. And don't forget that someone is going to win a $100, or sorry, someone's going to win a bridge pass on Friday. Look, it's always me that screws up the birthdays. Always. Mia Levesque is 25 today for Mom, Lily, Ben, and Kim. Freya Burke in Rollo Bay, happy second birthday today from Carol and Cameron. Heather McClarty is 39 today from John and Hugh. And Josh McDonald, happy birthday, love mom and dad in Orwell, happy 38th today. Julia?
Happy birthday to Carol Burke, a custodian at Montague Intermediate. Greg Felix, happy birthday. He's a teacher. He's an industrial arts teacher at Montague. Everly Miller from Emmyvale, happy 8th birthday. A happy 22nd birthday to Daniel Godfrey of Charlottetown, with lots of love, hugs, and kisses from Mom, Dad, Hab, and his many aunts, uncles, and cousins. He's in Charlottetown turning 22. And a very happy birthday to Sophie Affleck in West Royalty today turning 15.
Well done.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That was pretty darn good.
Oh, thank you.
You should hear us do the birthdays. We screw
Why
it up
do you
a
say
lot.
Us?
Okay, I screw it
it's
up a
you.
Lot. I screw it up a lot. We are joined this morning by Julia Campbell, and it's our first morning of Interesting Islanders, and we'll continue here in the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Birthdays and anniversaries
in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
And thank you very much, Scott. Let's take care of your water cooler question for Robin's Donuts. 31% of people surveyed said they wouldn't date a person who does this. Any guesses, Scott? I know you don't like guessing in case you get it right, but any guesses?
No, not a single one.
Okay, right on. Julia, over to you.
31%. I don't know. Backseat driving?
I can't date you. You're a backseat driver. That annoys me. People on here are saying smokers. I mean, obviously, yeah, that kind of makes sense. 31% said they wouldn't date a person who didn't brush their teeth.
Fair enough. Oh. Fair enough.
Very fair enough. The one that we are looking for, though, interestingly enough, if they polled 100 people, 31 of them said deal breaker for dating someone is if they eat meat.
Really?
31%
it is
in 2023. Yeah.
And like that would include breaded chicken?
That would include you're off the list, bud.
Oh, dear.
You're off the list. You're not good to date anymore. Helen, lucky you. Lucky you. We continue with Julia Campbell, who is our first Interesting Islander to join us in the Ocean 100 Morning Show. We're going to talk about PEI Fashion Week coming up next. That sound all right, Julia?
Sounds perfect.
Let's do it.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware.
Roxette, Joyride. Ocean 100, it's 8:12. Good morning. Easy does it this morning with school buses out there right now. Everybody getting to work, and it's a shorter week this week.
Because, of course,
the Easter holiday coming up this weekend. Maybe you got a three-day weekend. Maybe you got a four-day weekend like students have this coming weekend, which is great. Hopefully you get a chance to spend some time with friends and family over the Easter holiday as well. We are having a lot of fun this morning. We have a special guest in here. It's nice to be hanging out with someone other than you.
Me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. And you know, I was going to say it. Julia Campbell is here with us today, and we have been talking fashion. You were just involved with PEI Fashion Week. You actually, you know, kind of spearheaded this whole thing, put her all together with a big team. So why don't you give me an idea of what last weekend was all about with Fashion Week celebrations?
Sure thing. So we had two fashion shows at Trailside Music Hall, and we had over 60 people involved between designers, retailers, models, makeup, hair. We had a whole music team, and we were really excited. We sold out both shows.
Nice.
And then on Saturday, we had a huge shopping and pop-up day in the city, encouraging people to get out and check out their local retailers.
And you had people come in from off-island to...
We did, yes. Our feature designer, Cheval Lindsay, is from New Brunswick, has been featured in Hello Magazine with Sangeeta Patel wearing her gown. So we were really excited to be able to showcase the really diverse style that we have happening here on Prince Edward Island.
Scott was really hanging on every word there. He's like, I know all these names. I know these names. What was the highlight for you of the whole event?
The highlight for me is when all is said and done, getting messages from people who, you know, maybe wouldn't have had an opportunity to expose themselves in what they love doing, and getting those messages saying, you know, thank you so much for bringing this event to PEI. And that for me is always the most rewarding.
And I'm sure that, you know, the local shops that were able to hop on with this were pretty excited to be a part of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have so many amazing retailers and so many amazing people here designing, creating art through style, through fashion. And it's great to be able to have a platform for them to encourage their confidence within that sector.
As you look ahead to 2023, is there a certain style trends that you're starting to see develop? Or
I can see that twinkle in your eye.
Oh, I know. I know. Me too. I'm gonna call the gray quarter zip.
See,
I am.
I'm a trendsetter.
Yeah, the 100%. long sleeve quarter zip in the summertime. Just perfect.
No, buddy. But really, I think more and more people are getting away from what's trending and just developing their own style. Because style is, it's all within. It's all about confidence. So that's what really, that's what I, and through Gems that we're trying to promote.
So wear what you wear, but wear it with confidence.
100%. That's it.
Okay. Scott, I think you're set for success now, bud.
Comfort.
Yes. Yeah. Comfort. Yes.
He'll be wearing his Eaton pants in here tomorrow. You watch. That's the Spoons. Romantic Traffic. Ocean 100. Good morning. It's 8:22. Darcy Campbell, Scott Chapman, and Julia Campbell here today in the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Kinlock and Charlottetown Home Hardware. Julia, you're big on the TikTok. And I see you there all the time. Social media is your thing for sure. And you know what I like about your personality is that you're willing to, you know, put yourself out there, which Scott's not willing to do at all on the TikTok.
Well, nobody wants that either.
No, nobody wants that either is absolutely right. So, I mean, I commend you for doing that and taking the new platform. And it really drives home the fact that you like to have fun. But let's talk about music for a second. Now, I know from my past stint on Hot 105.5 that you definitely like listening to new pop music as well?
I do.
Yes.
I like a lot of different types of music, but yes.
Okay. So you're into the new stuff, but like, let's go back in time.
Love it.
All right. Let's go back in time. So like, what were your big artists growing up for you? Let's say high school.
Oh gosh. High school. Huge on Alanis Morissette.
Alanis. Mm.
Big on the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nice.
Which I do hear on here and I do love.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're amazing.
I think back, oh my gosh, well, you know the new song that I hear on 105.5 that my kids love, the old, the original Blue and David Guetta put it out.
Yeah.
And I continually play the original at home because I say to them, this is not really how this song is meant to go.
Listen, I keep telling my
kids,
who's 14 now, I'm like, this is a sample from a song that came out when I was a teenager.
Right?
And now you're dancing on TikTok to it. And this is the original. And then I play the original and she's like, oh, cringe. Okay, cool. So anyways, not excelling at being the cool dad over here.
Sure,
but,
she wasn't cringing on anything else?
There's lots to cringe about over here for sure. Well, that's very awesome. And you've definitely shown us that you know how to have fun. And we really appreciate you coming in here today.
Well, thanks for having me. This has been so much fun.
And talk about fashion. I mean, I am really looking forward to see what Scott brings to the table tomorrow.
I am too.
For the show.
I am too.
Well, I just found out that the quarter zip gray is leading the way.
So I'm really looking forward to a lot of gray this week. Thank you so much, Julia, for coming in. It was a pleasure to get to learn all about you and what you're into. And I'm really thinking that Scott and I will be a part of Fashion Week next year. Let's make
100%.
It happen.
I can't wait. Thank you so much for having me.
You should never drive while impaired.